move on to Surah Zalzala. Surah Zalzala, this surah, actually, when they talk about the style of the Meccan surahs, they'll speak about the ayat coming short. They'll speak about, talk about resurrection. And you'll see that this surah, Surah Zalzala, has those qualities even though it's a Madani surah. One thing that we learn from this also, it's not that all Madani surahs are just talking about rulings and fighting and so on. But the Madani surahs also have the reminders of the hereafter. One thing that I learned, because we were doing Minhaj al-Muslim Halaqa, if you heard about it, and we're going through a book, and every second week we were doing it, now it's weekly, but as we would go through subject after subject, some of the subjects would be continuous. So if we did, for example, akhlaq, character, there would be many months where we would just be doing character, 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 character. And what happens, and this is my own experience, is that people start going down. They can't keep hearing the same message again. For example, if someone's talking about the diseases of the heart, true, it'll help for a little while, but if you keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, the people will get bored. And then they'll stop listening. There has to be, and inshallah this is like advice for those people who are carrying on halaqa. Suppose you had like a 30-part seerah halaqa, you will lose the people. They can't keep hearing stories. There has to be a fluctuation, meaning that one speech could be on fiqh, one could be on softening of the heart, the other one could be on history. And as long as there's a fluctuation in that, you've caught the people's attention. And you see this in the Madani surahs, an example we see here, Surah Zalzala. It's a Madani surah, but it still has the Meccan qualities. Even though the other verses are talking about rulings and so on, still the people get the chance to work on their heart, think about the hereafter. And of course, when someone truly understands the Madani surahs, after they've gone through the Meccan stage, they'll understand that, that will also increase their iman. But it's someone who has their faith firm in the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they can truly benefit from those Madani ayah. This surah is talking about, again, the apocalypse, the end of time, and az-zalzala, which is the quake of the earth. It was interesting, the alarm in the hotel room that I'm at here, it went off, and I guess because it was Sunday morning, there was a priest talking on the radio, and he was talking about the signs of the Day of Judgment, about the Dajjal and, you know, the end of time. And they actually, amongst the Christians, they believe in this. The Zilzal, the earth's quake, where the earth will shake. And they believe it is one of the things of the end of time. If that shows you anything, it shows that these messages came from the same Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when there's something there that is similar, it's only showing that from what they have, that this is the truth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. This surah also talks about, and we'll see it, about the earth speaking. About the earth speaking. And here, North America, they have a statement where they say, if only the walls could speak. Ever heard that? If only the walls could speak. In fact, the walls will one day speak. Not the walls, but the earth itself. And we'll see that in this surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره.
This earthquake that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the quake, when quakes normally happen, they happen in a certain location. But here, this isn't a certain location earthquake, this is the earth's quake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. And that shows you the enormity that the quake is attached to the earth. I know in English we say earthquake, but this is a real earthquake. the entire earth will shake everywhere. And in this quake, everything will be flattened. The houses, the buildings, your homes, everything will be flattened and knocked to the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth, أَخْرَجَ, means to push out or to throw out. أَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَال. أَثْقَال are heavy things. ثِقَل is heavy. أَثْقَالَهَا, it's burden or it's heavy things. Meaning that the bodies will be pushed out of the earth. Or, in another opinion, that it means the treasures of the earth will be pushed out. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said that the earth will throw out its treasures, the gold and the silver. The murderer will say, they'll come upon the gold and silver. And I believe one of the brothers was saying, even when, I'll just repeat what the brother was saying, when they were going to India, and the people that were, I guess they were going from Pakistan to India? India to Pakistan, when they were doing like hijrah, leaving India to Pakistan. And when they would come to the border, and it was just such a long journey that they couldn't carry the gold. It was just too heavy to carry, and they were more concerned with their lives and in making it. So at the border, they would just leave their gold. And so there was like piles and piles of gold, and there was no one to take it. Because they had a bigger fear that they needed to overcome. The Prophet ﷺ said, the time will come when the earth will throw out its treasures, gold and silver. The murderer will come upon that gold and silver, and he will say that because of this, I murdered. And then the qati ar-rahim, the person who cut off his family ties, he will say, because of this, I cut off my family. And then the thief will come, and then he'll see this gold and silver, and he will say that because of this, my hand was cut off. And then all three of them will leave that, the gold and silver, and they will let it be. And no one will take anything from them. And so with this meaning, the zelzala here is talking about, أخرجت الأرض, is talking about the apocalypse. With the other meaning of the bodies coming out of the graves, and it's talking about the resurrection. And the man will say, in verse 3, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, that the insan will say, what's wrong with it? What's interesting is when, you know, if there's a hurricane or something like that, the human automatically starts saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Which means, Ya Ilahi, Ya Ilahi, Ya Ilahi, if you translate it directly into Arabic, oh my God. And there's actually a hurricane, I was reading in the Time magazine, where the person, as the hurricane was attacking them, or hitting them and striking them, the person was saying, Oh Mary, Oh Mary, Oh Mary. He's calling Maryam alayhi salam. And he said, every time I opened my mouth to say, Oh Mary, the tornado shoved dirt into my mouth. He said, every time the dirt went into his mouth. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, the insan says, what's wrong with it? And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ means on this day, تُحَدِّثُ, that it speaks of أَخْبَارَهَا, of its news. And so the earth will actually begin to speak, and then a person says, how will it speak? And they read verse 5, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired it. And even when a human says, how am I speaking? Even if you can show it scientifically, still, how did a person get to that point where they have, you know, a piece of flesh and it's making them bring out words and sounds? And so the same Lord that can make a human speak can make the earth speak, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so as we were mentioning, that from the very beginning, from when the soul is taken, the person knows where they're going. From the snatching of the soul to when the book comes, when the earth starts speaking, the person will know from that time whether he's going to heaven or whether he's going to hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin, verse 65, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, even of the human being, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, this day we seal their mouths, وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, and their hands begin speaking, وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, and their feet testify بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, what they used to do. And so the same Lord that will make the earth speak will make the person's body's parts speak also. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmidhi and Nasa'i, he said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا أَخْبَارَهَا, he said, do you know what its news is? أَخْبَارَهَا in verse 4. And they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. They said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that its information is to testify against every male and female that walked on its back. It will say that he or she did on such and such a day, such and such. And it will start counting out all the things that the humans do. Verse 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
يَوْمَئِذٍ, on this day, يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ. For those who know Arabic, yasdur, there's this thing called warid, like the incoming male, and sadir, which is the outgoing male. Yasdur al-nas, here is outgoing leaving. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, on this day, yasdur al-nas, they will leave from their graves, coming out, yasdur al-nas, ashtatan, scattered, liyuraw a'malahum, so that they will see their deeds. So Al-Fakhr al-Razi, rahmahullah ta'ala, he said that some will go out gathering, riding with illuminated faces and beautiful dispositions, as the angels call over them, that these are those beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that others will be taken with darkened faces, barefoot, with chains and cuffs, as the angels call over them, these are the enemies of Allah. لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what is this a'mal that they will be coming with? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so whoever makes مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ, مِثْقَال is a measurement of weight, and we'll talk about it, دَرَّةٍ, خَيْرًا يَرَى, if they did an atom's weight of good, they will see it on that day. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it on that day. It's mentioned in the books of Tafsir, it might be there too, small ant. They wanted to explain what, and because obviously an atom's weight, they didn't know what an atom was, so they wouldn't have, you know, explained it like that. What they would explain it with is, even when a person opens a date, and you know there's like little ants inside, or some bugs, and one of those tiny bugs, you put it on your hand, they would say that this is a mithqal dharra. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu put his hand in the dust and lifted it up, and then he said each one of these dust particles is a mithqal dharra. Or they would explain it as when the sun comes in and you can see the dust coming in with the sun, that each one of those is mithqal dharra. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was once sitting with a group of sisters, and you could basically say like a sister's halaqa. And she, a woman came asking for some food. And so Aisha radiallahu anha, she had some grapes with her, and she gave the woman one grape. Now Aisha radiallahu anha was of the most generous people. They say that this story she was teaching the other Ansariyat that were with her. She gave the woman one grape, and the other women started laughing that Aisha radiallahu anha would only give her one grape. And then she said, what are you laughing at? How many mithqali dharras are in that grape, in that one grape, to show them that everything is accounted for, even if it's small, that it's still counted on the Day of Judgment. And we say this because Aisha radiallahu anha, she was once given 180,000 dirhams from the Khalifa Ibn Zubayr, and in one day she gave it all out. So she got it in the morning and she spent the entire day giving it out to the people. So she was giving and she was giving and she was giving. And people would come and say, here, take this and here, take that. And at nightfall, she was fasting during the day as she was giving out the sadaqah all throughout the day. The Prophet's wife, Umm al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then at night, she told her, the servant that was with her, to prepare the food for their iftar. And then the servant said to her, she said, oh Aisha, if you saved one dirham, I could have went and gotten meat so we could have broke iftar with that meat. Meaning they didn't have like food to break their iftar with. Like that meat. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that if you had reminded me, I would have saved one dirham. But all that money in that one day was divided and she left nothing for herself. Radiallahu ta'ala anha.